Hey, hun, can you talk for a bit? I'm stressed out and I could use an ear. You've got two, huh? God love you for being such a smartass. That is literally the first good laugh I've had today. No, it's not work. That seems to be going okay right now. Boss is happy with me, and I think I'm gonna get a pretty fat Christmas bonus this year. No, it's not the family either. I mean, I'm stressed about seeing them all in the next few weeks, but that's the same shit I always get. Drunk uncle will say something about the gays, and I'll secretly fume, but not say anything because he's an old man with questionable health right now. And then I'll just drink from a flask in my bedroom like you do. I've got this itch that I can't fucking scratch no matter how hard I try. You know my man. He's warm and caring, sweet, all that. He's always down for a cuddle, but what I need is a fuck. I need the kind of orgasm that makes me go temporarily blind. I need someone under my hands, between my thighs, who fucking wants to be there. Yeah, it's rough, and I'll get through it. Figure something else out for stress relief. I'm getting accustomed to that. I really needed to say it out loud. I'm sure you can empathize considering how out of control your sex drive also is, so I called you. Thought maybe you'd have some wisdom for me. So do you? Well, yeah, but I can't step outside of my relationship, you know that. If I were to find some other random dick, you know he'd be furious, and I just can't do that to him. We set the expectation early on that I could play with girls, but I don't have anyone like that in my life right now. You know how much I get out these days. I pretty much only see you and the man friend right now, and that's unfortunately how it's going to be for the foreseeable future. Seems the entire fucking universe is conspiring against my sex life. I didn't think you were interested. The girls who turn your head are just not at all like me, I thought. I guess that makes sense. It's the same for me. It's not about a look, it's about the filth inside their heads. And right now, there is a fuckload of filth in my head. You want me to tell you about it? You want to know the things I'm really craving right now? Okay. At this exact moment, those things involve you. No, I mean, I guess we came close that one time when we first met. That whole group of us went out dancing, and you and I were in that disgusting, unsanitary corner of the club, and we had our hands all over each other. Happened that night? I chickened out. That's what happened that night. I mean, but come on, that was before I was willing to admit that I liked girls, and I didn't know if you wanted me back, and I didn't want to make things awkward with someone I thought could be one of my best friends, and I was right about that. I mean, I love you. You're my best friend. You have? All this time? But that's been like 5 years. Why have you never said anything before? Well, I guess that changes things. Since you asked, I'm craving passion, not a dick. I want, you know, the kinds of kisses that make you feel high? And now that I'm free to admit it, I want those kisses from you. I want to know what your lips taste like. Your skin. You have such beautiful, soft skin. I've always wanted to touch it. Yes, beyond the hello and goodbye hugs, you weirdo. You know exactly what I mean when I say I want to touch your skin. I want to let my fingertips run over you, every soft, round curve. Every sexy little dip between muscles, under breasts, inside hips. And then I want more. Oh, come on. You have to know I think your body is beautiful. You know better than that. You know you're gorgeous. But it's less about what you look like and more about finding out what happens when I touch. I want to know where your sensitive spots are. I need to find out what happens when I lick just below your nipple. Will it raise into a hard little nub? Will you push your chest into me? Will you sigh or will you moan? Personally, I hope for both of those things. I want to know what your sweat tastes like when you're turned on. I want to know what you sound like 2 seconds before you come and what you smell like immediately after. I want to know what my fingers feel like with your pussy wrapped around them. I want to know what your eyes look like when you really want something that I won't give up yet. You want to know what I might withhold? Oh, hun. I can think of a few things, but for starters, control. I'd withhold that. Perhaps I'd tie your hands to the headboard, spread your legs out wide, and tie them to the footboard. I'd make you immobile on my giant king-size bed, and then I'd treat you like my plaything. Toy with you, like a cat playing with its prey. Would you like that? I would. I'd lick, nibble, and tease every square inch of you until you squirm, until you fight against your restraints, until your body is a live wire. I wouldn't blindfold you because I'd want to see your eyes get both dull and bright when you get close. Every time I spank one of your thighs with my bare hand, I'd want to see them get bright and focused for just a second before you get lost and submit to my teasing again. I wouldn't even gag you, not even with that beautiful one with the sexy red ball I bought a few weeks ago. You were with me, remember? There are times to fill someone's mouth and make her just shut up and feel, but this isn't one of those times. I love the sound of your voice too much. Your laughter is like bells, and it instantly makes me feel better when I'm feeling shitty. I mean, obviously there's a reason I called you today. I want to know what your moans sound like. Do you squeal? Do you swear? Yes, I've clearly thought about this. Spent a lot of nights fucking myself with just those thoughts in my head, actually. Nothing my brain could conjure would come close to you, though, hun. You are unbelievably sexy. Unreasonably so. Oh, you want to know what else I'd withhold, at least in the immediate future. Here it is. Are you ready for it? Your orgasm. Yes, you heard me right. I don't think anyone has ever told you no because you're just so damn charming. But I gotta know. What would my best friend do in a situation where she literally can't get off, even though her body is so sensitive and she really wants to? We should find out. I think you'd beg. Quietly at first, but then with increasing fervor. I'd fuck you with my fingers until you were so, so close to the edge, and I'd back off to let it dissipate. Again and again. And again and again. When you were whimpering with frustration, I'd climb onto your face and settle my pussy down on top of you. Oh, God. I'd grind down on you and you wouldn't be able to do a fucking thing about it, all tied down and restrained like that. You'd just taste how wet I am and how sweet I am and you'd lap it up. I wouldn't leave you all alone, though. I'd lay down over your body and lick you as well. 69. God, my mouth is watering. My pussy is dripping just thinking about it. I'd lick your clit and run my hands over your thighs, grinding down on your face until I couldn't take any more. Sweetie, it would not take much, as turned on as I've been the last few weeks, but I'd try to hold out, knowing that if I come, you'd probably be right on my heels. we'd eventually develop a rhythm that would drive us both absolutely nuts, and neither of us would be able to hold it in anymore. I'd let myself come on your mouth, and it'd be so loud. The neighbors would definitely hear. I'd fuck your pussy with my tongue harder, faster, until you joined me too. And I'd finally have the answers I'd been fantasizing about for the last 5 years. And so would you. Eventually, I'd come to my senses and untie all of your limbs, rub them out until they felt good again. I'd kiss you, tasting myself on your tongue, you tasting yourself on my lips. Goddamn, it feels so good, that post-orgasmic fogginess that I've been craving for so long. I'd turn you onto your side and slide up behind you, spooning and sleeping for a little bit before finding out what else I can learn about your body. Well, you asked. You wanted details. What I wanted to do to you. Oh, yeah? Well, then get your ass over here. I have a whole day ahead of me in this big old bed, and I want you. You have a key to the front door, just come on in.